The health of the Pope had been subject of speculation for years, but beginning February of last year, Pope John Paul II's illnesses became much more serious. On the 1st of February 2005, the Pope was rushed to Gemelli Hospital because he was having trouble breathing. Weeks later, he underwent a tracheotomy and had a breathing tube inserted. For many people, there was a sense that this, too, would pass. The Pope, after all, was a strong-willed man who had been living with various ailments for years. Yet exactly 1 year ago, on February 27th, it became apparent that this illness was different. It was Easter Sunday, and the Holy Father, for the first time in his pontificate, was unable to give his Urbi et Orbi address. Even then, the Pope did appear at his window overlooking St. Peter's Square. A microphone was brought to him, and then, nothing. People in the piazza cried as their beloved Holy Father gestured emphatically, the frustration seen on his face. He was at the window for nearly 15 minutes, and he did silently bless the crowd. But his voice was gone. That Thursday, his condition would take a turn for the worse, and on Saturday, he died. For many, that image of the Pope struggling to speak on Easter Sunday spoke more to his strength than to his weakness, a sign of determination, even stubbornness, in the face of his greatest adversity. Yet it was clear to those in St. Peter's Square that Easter Sunday was likely to be his last. I'm Charles Collins.